Well, I think all of them enjoyed playing, and we've got some good players on show, and you know, they played with a bit of confidence against a really decent team, and you know, two debuts. I haven't seen many better debuts for individuals. They were terrific, and you know, it could have been four or five, couldn't it? And they wouldn't have flattered us either. You know, we had a 20-minute spell in the second half where, to be fair, Bolton couldn't live with us, and we lost a little bit of momentum when Aluko come off. But yeah, very, very pleasing.
They got the start. They got the first goal. What happened on that goal? Was there looked
Well,
to be
it
a big
moved.
deflection.
I don't know if it's got deflection or if it moved. I don't know. I haven't seen the replay. I mean, if it has moved, then it's moved a long way. But I think Ben will be disappointed with that. He's 35 yards out. But the response was terrific. We kept playing and plugging away. And as I said, I'm pleased with the football we played.
Aluko seemed to get you going. He likes to drop deep, doesn't he, and come and then play the 1-2.
Well, he wants to go and play, and the system suits him. It suits him, and it suits Corran, and it suits Abdullah. And you know, I've never really played it before, really. But you analyse it and look at it and think, well, they're comfortable. And certainly Mohammedi, I've seen him play for Egypt in a wing back position. So, yeah, I mean, we're new to it, but there's still bits where we can improve on. But overall, I'm delighted with the start we've made. We could have quite easily had another couple of points more. So considering the start we've had in terms of who we've played, we've got to be quite pleased.
Just mentioning Aluko, picked up a knock in the second half. What's the story there?
He's got a calf. He's got a kick on his calf. I think he'll be okay.
Right.
It's not a pull, thank you.
Any other injuries out of today?
No, everybody seems to come back, touch wood, and we hope that the few we've got away on international duty come back okay. And it gives people like Corey Evans and, you know, Oliphant Jana and Big Abdullah Faye and people like that, it gives them 2 weeks so we can put some work into them. And fair play to them lads too, who's probably their careers we thought were maybe over at Hull. They've come and rolled up their sleeves and enjoyed the challenge of trying to get at the team. And Jay Simpson is one in particular, you know, gets a stand ovation, and I'm very, very pleased for him.
We'll talk about the second goal. We don't see too many set pieces, to be fair, around here. It's been a while.
We should have scored again, but yeah, I mean, fair play to my assistant yesterday who worked on it yesterday in training ground and thought we could put it in there a bit more and under the bar. And Big Abdullah, he's a fearsome sight when he's running at you. And he could have scored again just afterwards when he hit the post twice. So overall, very, very pleasing.
What about Quinn and his debut? What did you? I've not had a chance to talk to you about why you brought him in. What do you see him seeing him as a player?
I've seen him play in the playoff final against Huddersfield where they lost, but I thought he was absolutely excellent with his technique. You know, he's a typical Irishman where he just gets on with the game. He's as tough as they come, gets up and down the pitch. He's got a lovely left foot. He's got a good appreciation of the game, wants to get forward. I think he had something like 14 assists last year in the Championship, which was, you know, the best in the league in Division 1, sorry. So it was them things that, you know, I've just seen him play. And he's a good player who wants to try and be a bit creative. And I think if we're going to go forward and we're going to go and enjoy playing, then we've got to have people who can suit the system and take the ball and play, and he certainly do that.
Has he got a little bit of the devil in him? Because your team's been quite nice, hasn't it?
Yeah, too nice, possibly. And yeah, he's one of 15, would you believe? So I think he's had to scrap all his life, you know. He's had to, you know, he's not going to get things easy. And when you get people in like that, and there's some decent signs coming in. You know, as I said, two of them in particular have had wonderful debuts today.
What did you make of El Mohammedi today? You know him much better than us.
Well, he gives you that frightening athleticism and pace. And, you know, he did fantastically well for me at Sunderland. You know, when we finished 10th in the season, he was playing right-hand side for me. And you can see he puts it in the box. He gallops up and down the line. You know, he's had a problem when he's a little bit easy for him. And he got a little bit easy and a bit carried away towards the end, but still had a wonderful debut.
Jay Simpson up top, first start for a while. What did you make of his performance?
Well, he's been the one in pre-season where he's trained every day. He's looked as sharp as a tack. And I had to make the easy decision was to play Big Nick. You know, we've paid a lot of money for him. We need him to settle down and get accustomed to being in England. But certainly Jay's performance in midweek has enabled me and in pre-season to say, well, here's your start, son. And certainly he's grasped it, and I think he enjoys playing with Aluko. There's a bit of pace there and a bit of movement, which the big guys don't like. So as long as we've got the belief to play and not just lump it in there, which we won't, you know, we've got to play to his strengths, and he's done well.
You've got a few players this season. I suspect you might have to break their hearts a little bit on a Saturday. You seem to have a bit of competition for places.
Well, that's always the hard part of management. You can only pick 11, and of course you've got to pick a team and disappoint people. But I think they realise that without it, if your squad, I looked around my bench today and we've got one or two missing, you know, McKenna and Fry are not even involved, and I look round and there's a bit of talent there which bodes well.
Did you try and get a striker in yesterday, Bothroyd and maybe Billy Sharp?
Well, we looked at it, but you know, in the end, Jay Bothroyd decided to go to Sheffield Wednesday. I can understand that with his manager. But as I said, you know, Aluko and Jay Simpson have been particularly impressive. So, of course, we're always looking to try and improve. We had a little dabble at Jay, but he's chose Sheffield Wednesday. We wish him the best of luck.
Well, are you, the transfer window, the loan window opens. Yeah. Are you likely to do more business
well,
then?
We'll have a look at it. Yeah. I'm very, very pleased with the couple we've brought in. There's a decent balance to us now. You know, I think there were six new signings out there today. So, and I think the crowd are pleased with what we've done. We need to get up and running again and hopefully keep on winning.
Are you happy the fact that it's an international break now?
Not really, but we'll have a few days off. We've worked extremely hard. A lot of people have worked extremely hard to make sure of what we've done over the last few weeks. We've had a decent season. Take a little bit of stock, get a bit of fitness levels into them who want to, and have a break next weekend and see where we end up on Monday morning.